All right, then. Looks like everyone's being recorded loud and clear. Birg and Dante, can you just give me a sound off?
Hello?
Hello? Good.
Working well.
Cool. Seems we only have about anywhere from 8 to 10 people in the audience currently. I'm not sure if the whole like ping's gone out yet.
Might be one of those odd days where it splits.
Yeah.
I'm not usually here. Perhaps I could just introduce myself. I am Dante, and I am less moderation and more I do like technical support for the moderation team, as well as like other support. So, you know, if the moderators need, you know, an administrator or anything like that, I'm there. That is my role.
Indeed, yes.
Glad to have you with us. As always, though, I do like to emphasize, we don't need to worry too much about dead air. We're not here necessarily to fill up every single second with questions, so much as make sure that you have a full 30 minutes of moderators to bug once a week. It's the availability of us. If you'd like to ask questions, of course, I'm sure Veer covered this earlier, but like you can head to the thread in the office hours questions forum just north of the community stage here. We'll find a thread with moderation office hours and today's date. We're just collecting them in there. I'm going to drop a link to that in the chat for the stage itself, just in case folks are having a difficult time navigating Discord's sometimes silly forum system. I do see a person. Say again.
Oh, I was going to say, did I say all that? Yeah, sure I did. I definitely said all that, right, guys?
Definitely did.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, we got a question. Question for office hours. How you look at something like a Google, like at Google Analytics integration with Resonite? Okay, like a world telemetry, waypoints, player progression. Of course, user will be asked and prompted for URL permission, but isn't it, doesn't it violate some rule about spying? Oh my gosh, sorry, I'm like losing my, my window here. There we go. And what if there will be made a mechanism for collecting telemetry without user notification? So we don't currently have a guideline around collecting user data, but we do have one about, let's say, doxing, as in like sharing my God, I am not the green alien cat.
Well, we do have a guideline for collecting personal information. So like it's mostly about like informed consent. So if you're going to be collecting information about people,
we don't have that guideline. As far as I'm aware, I think that one was removed.
So as it stands right now, the general rule of thumbs I like to hand out when it comes to guidelines and, or it comes to tracking users and how that might interact with, say, harassment or guidelines more broadly, is if you've informed the user, we don't care at all. And if it's something that's present inside of the log system that's already pulled from every single user, every single session, you're never going to run into a big issue there. As in terms of specifically guidelines written around data tracking, no, I don't think we have one formally inside of the guidelines as it stands right now, though on past platforms we had different standards. Here again, those two rule of thumbs are going to cover you in 90% of scenarios if anyone was coming along and declaring you were harassing them by not letting them know about this sort of stuff. Just inform people beforehand and you're perfectly fine. You're not going to run into any issues on that front. And of course, I'd like to stress, everyone collects logs, so anything that's pulled into logs is obviously not going to be a significant problem.
Yep. And the guideline that we do currently have is called disclosure/distribution of personal information.
Which, generally speaking, more relates to doxing. CyberFog goes on to clarify, Google Analytics is not asking a user for if you want to send us your data, and it is still not doxing. You have the ability, of course, to provide notification to users as they're entering your world or engaging with any of these systems. So that's generally where the rule of thumb is going to fly. I unfortunately will not quote the meme word that you have requested lower down. I'll pass that off to Veer.
I'm going to pass that on to Dante. Dante doesn't want to say it either.
I'm sorry, I'm not even, I don't know what I'm supposed to say here.
You're not. We're being silly. CyberFrog wants us to say something.
Thomas Steve83 says, sorry to keep bringing up stuff like this, but question. On the subject of adult content and nudity, does an object that can be interpreted as a reference for genitalia, such as for comedic purposes, count as adult content? An example, a banana fruit duct taped to an otherwise featureless crotch slash groin. We do allow, generally speaking, parody to be perfectly fine under guidelines unless it's explicitly highlighted otherwise. You can't, for instance, do parody when it comes to intolerance, or rather you're going to run into a big problem with parody around intolerance. But when it comes to, yes, just egg fruits and bananas, no, our definition when it comes to adult content is very explicit and very narrow. It's not going to include comedic parody items. The one way I think an individual could still get in some sort of difficulty with the guidelines as written around adult content would be, of course, that distinction we often make when it comes to discussing adult content, which is sexualized actions. You could still hypothetically get into some kind of sexualized activity making use of an object that otherwise would not meet our description for genitalia. And if you're doing that inside of a public world, yeah, you've gone into the action side of the written rules and you're starting to violate guidelines. I think that is the politest way I can frame that. If at any part of that was still opaque, I can be blunter as necessary. CyberFog raises, nudity and sex are the most frequent topics here. And the most interesting theme of the entirety of humanity, of course. Yeah, no, it's something that we're never going to grump at users for continuously bringing up inside of office hours for a couple of reasons. One, that's why we're here. We're here to give clarification. We're here to give you direct feedback. If ever you're uncertain about what we wrote, we want to be able to give you a better, clearer answer. And secondly, this is not a frequently asked questions in terms of just pointing to someone else who brought it up previously. We're happy to reiterate things. This is a discussion. New people come into the community and they often have questions that old people did. We want them to do a little bit of due diligence searching, but we're always going to be fine with people just coming up to ask us. It doesn't take too much out of our day. And of course, I guess the last point, I like when people ask about these guidelines. When they're looking for clarity on it, it's often because they want to make sure they're operating inside of the rules. That is by far the most common thing I see. People who want to comply, who want to make sure they're doing things above board, they come in here and ask for very frank answers in order to do so, and we're happy to provide it.
Cyberfrog, I'm just going to say that's kind of a dangerous game.
A piece of intent is certainly part of our evaluation sometimes. That said, Draconis Rain comes in saying, I can't stop imagining two oranges and a banana arranged in a peculiar way in a fruit basket somewhere. And I think that is the example, or perhaps emojis have moved us towards egg fruit. But one of the examples of, yeah, parody. It's a joke. It no actual genitalia are on display. Yes, it brings up an idea, but nothing explicit is on display. No activity is occurring. It is fine under the guidelines. I'm going to scroll all toward the top where we have a missed question. Veer, could you do that one?
Primes or?
Yep.
Yes, I did. Dante answered three.
I'm uncertain.
I have no idea.
I mean, definitionally, at least one, because it can, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
At least try.
I had to scroll up to remember. My answer was three.
Three seems good.
I just imagine everyone scrolling up now to see what question we're talking about. Thomas Steve asks, what about a texture that contains nudity that has been censored by pixelation? If there is no discernible adult content in the image, then it usually would be fine. I don't want to give you a blanket yes, though, because some images might be harder to censor than others.
Yeah, we're not going to give you a specific degree of pixelization necessary here. It should not be clear in any capacity. You want to be 100% clear, use black bars.
It's all context, like anything you can use inappropriately, and that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah, like I'm just going to put it this way: if you are trying to just run the line and possibly break rules, you're probably going to break the guidelines.
That's immediately bannable.
Yeah, you can't do that. There's a sign that says, don't walk on the grass. Oh, yeah, Shadow X brings up a pretty big point here. Don't censor in-game with filter materials. The texture will still be in everyone's cache. That is indeed the case. If there is just a straight-up uncensored asset that you're trying to use other assets to censor, that uncensored asset will be downloaded by people, and that's a problem. That also brings up the point that sometimes these other assets that are probably being used to censor this asset, let's say like just a black bar mesh, right? If you're using that to cover up something that isn't supposed to be there, that asset is still being downloaded to people's computers. The black bar asset might not load in time to do its job, etc. There's just a bunch of problems there. Whip brings up a good point too. Yep, that would count as distribution, which in public sessions can count as distribution to minors. Absolutely. Minors, people who are not consenting to seeing that content, etc. Okay, you know what? This is like a more
technical question, not moderation related. In the current main branch, does concurrent asset downloads do anything when changed? I've changed it from 4 to 16 with no noticeable effect. I almost fear Dante pulls something out.
I can answer that. So
go, Dante.
We're not supposed to. I want to do a disclaimer that like this is the moderation office hours, and that's probably better for like primes. But concurrent asset downloads controls how many assets you are going to distribute to users of your session at one time. So it only has effect when you are the host. If you're in someone else's session, it has no effect at all. But if you are the host and you set concurrent asset downloads to say, you know, 8, that means you're going to be distributing 8 assets to people at a time concurrently. It does speed up distributing things to users when they're local. So if it's like a cloud asset, some like say something spawned from inventory, it doesn't have much effect. But if it's a local one, you know, say like an image that you've brought into a session from your computer, then it speeds it up. I don't know. Hopefully that wasn't too confusing.
Yes. And of course, we always do like to encourage, check out the Probable Primes office hours on Tuesday for more technically minded questions. We'll give our best, but there are other resources you can look into as well. Cyberfrog asks, why not just ban miners then as a response to the various problems with miners? And I think the answer is really come down to two things. First and foremost, we don't want to. We'd like to keep miners on platform, allow them to play the game if we can, and certainly we can structure guidelines in a way that allows them to exist here. And two, as I think it was covered by someone just below, yes, Whip, this doesn't cover everything. Even if there were no miners on the platform whatsoever, we'd still be very intent upon making sure adult content is controlled in some capacity and that all the people who view it consented to view it. It doesn't fix things, and it just removes a chunk of our population.
Indeed. Just a third point, we largely also have, right? Like, it's only 16 and up at this point. But even then, like, we don't really necessarily want to limit, like, 16 and up users from accessing the platform at that point. It's just a little bit overkill. Yeah. It doesn't solve all the problems.
We have a use for say, you know, students or people coming in here for education reasons to be on the platform. So we want to allow them down to that range.
Yeah. Though at that point, they would also be on their own separate instance of Resonite and not necessarily accessing everything. Peach apparently can't hear us again. I'm unsure what to do there. Yeah, I would say, like, try right-clicking on some things, like the office hours stage. Oh, well, I'm saying this, they can't hear me. And I'm not anywhere near a keyboard. Cyberfrog asks, what if just make something like NSFW tags to avatars and turn off avatar rendering by default? And if someone wants NSFW, then it will be shown, checkbox or something. Largely a little bit of a simplification of the issue. However, tagging like that is planned in the future.
I certainly want to be able to provide users with better systems coming down the line, though we're not going to be able to off the top of our heads riff what those systems are likely to look like in their full completed state. If you're interested in that, I would recommend heading over to the GitHub, where you'll be able to find a number of issues around things like hard permissions and content tagging already stood up and looking for a little bit of feedback. Broadly speaking, we as moderators are interested in providing you as many tools as possible to curate your user experience to the greatest degree you can. And yeah, no, content tagging is likely to be part of that.
Draconis brings up a point. From personal experience, people are too lazy to even tag NSFW as NSFW. So that could come with problems for that user in the future if we do have a tagging system and we have requirements from a guidelines perspective that one should be properly tagging their materials as NSFW, and they don't do so, they'll be hearing from us. Have it and not safe for work by default. That's funny. Also, I do want to I've been seeing and reading out loud NSFW or not safe for work, but I do just want to reiterate that is not the language we're going to be using ever, because it's just so subjective and changes between different people. OSHA has a very different understanding of something that is not safe for work versus what the average internet user has, for instance. But yeah, we'll be using the term adult content.
I'm not sure if I'm totally correct. I don't think not safe for work is actually mentioned anywhere in the guidelines.
It isn't. We would never use that term.
Adult content.
Indeed, we changed the language over the time. That said, we have a question from HyperZen saying, would hard permissions and tagging create a tagging/permissions tool? I'm uncertain what you mean by tool in this capacity, but it's certainly hoping to provide more options to both session hosts and users navigating the platform to, as I tend to go back to, curate the user experience, make sure that they're only seeing and engaging with the sort of material that they want to. Hard permissions, more specifically, we tend to view from the perspective, or think of from the perspective of the host being able to curate exactly what people can do to a fine grain inside of their session at a variety of different levels.
Epic Easton states, I think adult content falls into a similar blanket of, I just lost it. Of subjectivity as not safe for work. Yes and no, but there is no question of legality as far as what is considered adult content in a lot of cases versus not safe for work. Not safe for work is something that could just get you fired, right? Watching a video of people chilling out at a beach with all their clothes on could be not safe for work because you're going to get fired for looking at your phone while you're working, right? It's just a little bit too subjective.
Cyberfrog asks, where can I find the link to office hours voiced text transcriptions? Those don't exist for moderation. We provide, of course, the office hours itself. You're welcome to come here, ask questions, and listen in, and recordings that are posted both to this Discord and Probable Prime's office hours archive. If you don't know where that is, you can find links to it on the wiki, and I believe it's regularly posted in the office hours general channel. Of course, you're more than welcome to take any of those recordings and shove them into a transcription software, but we just provide the recordings and the office hours themselves as it stands.
I just want to say that when we have the content tagging, we will definitely have tools that make it easy to tag content.
Oh, certainly. What I was going to say in response to what HyperZen said there is HyperZen states, like a tool that adds tags without having to find the root of an object in the inspector? Absolutely, probably. I would fight for, let's say, mesh objects to be uploaded. It would include a checkbox for, is this object not safe for, oh my God, is this object adult content? You know, that's something I would like to see. Just make it as easy as possible for you to tag things appropriately. That would be my biggest ask for those tool sets to come out.
Yes, at this stage, I'm hiding away from providing details on how any of this might look, lest we get, lest we make promises that the dev team gives us funny looks for later down the line. Suffice to say, there are a number of goals we want to achieve with it, and we do encourage you to go to the GitHub to make suggestions, things you would really like to see with the system, so the dev team can both engage with you directly and on things that might be more or perhaps less practical to implement, and then alternatives that might be employed if something impractical was suggested, rather than just bouncing it off us. We're the moderation team, and while we're certainly part of the devs more broadly, we're not going to be implementing it directly.
Yep, and I did link the actual GitHub issue for content tagging, and if anyone wants to make a suggestion, please, before you do, go through and look at it, because a lot of people have made suggestions, and you can see if yours is in there, or if you have anything you want to add on.
And remember, I did also say, I promise to ask, not that I promise it will be there.
Cyberfrog asks, does the picture of a person working with taxes count as adult content? Barring exceedingly broad definitions of working with taxes, no, that should not be a problem.
It could be considered not safe for work, though, if he's not doing his taxes properly, and he's also in the workplace. Wow. I was just about to say we're rapidly approaching the end of the office hours, but I think we've already kind of hit it. I'm going to let Draconis finish typing if you've got a question for us, but then I think we can go ahead and call it here.
As always, I like to remind people at this stage that we will be back next week, same channel, same time. We do have a question, Whip says. Ooh. Currently, the guideline states sexual explicit content activity, including kink or fetish-related activities, only permitted in sessions that fit the following listed criteria. And they give the criteria. Will this definition be updated to include kink or fetish-related content if it's very overly clearly meant for sexual purposes? Do you mean with the changes coming down the line as it relates to Steam, or just whether you're asking to include that as part of it?
You said Steam?
It's just, given the nature of the question is, will this definition be updated? I'm asking Whip if they mean this is due to the, if they're asking, is this going to be updated due to the changes for Steam, or are you just interested in that as a broader change for the guidelines to include anything very clearly meant for sexual purposes?
When you say changes for Steam, do you mean the, like, the Steam Hub content?
Yes.
Asking if kink or fetish related content will be included in the guideline for session access rules.
Okay. Then no. The reason I bring up Steam right now is because part of the guidelines coming down for Steam content included a mention of things intended for sexual gratification explicitly as part of that. We were not bringing that language to the broader guidelines. Steam was adopting a higher standard than we intended to employ on the platform, and we weren't looking to try and make the sexual gratification assessment on platform. Right now, again, we've got a narrow definition of what counts as adult content in terms of genitalia, pornography. You can read that. And then we have a piece relating to sexualized activity. And those are the two things that underpin adult content on platform.
Let's see. Shadow X has a statement here. I don't like the idea of localized content visibility based on content tagging. The idea that someone you're talking to might appear as an adult avatar to other people seems like something that might keep people off the platform. So this likely, I can't make any promises to how this would all work and look when it is all implemented. But assuming at some point we have something like content tagging and advanced permissions and whatnot, as well as like, let's say, age verification or something down the line, that if you are uncomfortable with that kind of content, you are likely not going to be in a world that has it at all. Let's say like this would be required. It would be required to have an adult world to have adult content appear in that world at all. Something similar to that. I'm not sure how it's going to look. That's how I'd request it would look. That if there is, let's say if the world is set to like PG or something, however we choose to word the language around that, you would not be able to bring anything tagged as NSFW in that world, regardless of what everyone else's whitelist or blacklist tags are looking like.
Again, we could have a very big discussion on how the tagging system would look. At this stage, we're not prepared to present even a first draft. If you want to collect feedback for it, again, we recommend the GitHub for both suggestions on how it could look and raising concerns for how it could be an issue. Draconis Reina says, could hide this user's avatar, get a small update in the future. It doesn't block avatar. It doesn't block avatar sounds like one would think it should. If you'd like to have changes to current features, again, GitHub for future requests down the line. The feedback we always take in and can pass on to the dev team. But if you want it to actually be tracked, recorded, and brought to the dev team's attention, just using the GitHub is more effective than talking to us necessarily.
Though that also does sound like a bug. I think the intended reaction is that it would disable most things on the avatar, including its visibility. What Draconis is talking about is when you block someone's avatar from visibility. Like if you go into the contacts and you select like block avatar.
It doesn't cut out the sounds associated. I follow now. Okay, well, yeah, again, that'd also be something we generally recommend bringing to the GitHub if it's a bug. If they tell you it's not a bug, I mean, I'll certainly leave that to the dev team on GitHub, but you can then file it as a feature request that there either be a separate toggle that gets rid of those sounds or a change to the block system. Remember, when people tell you it's not a bug, they're not looking to just shut it down. They're looking to organize over there.
We're going to go ahead and finish up the current questions that are already written. And we're going to stop at where Dante is has stated this is case by case. Let's see here.
Yeah, I'm going to drop that into voice just in case anyone is listening. Whip asked, so content that is not used sexually but is relating to a sexual kink / fetish, is it allowed in public sessions on the platform? And as Dante said, clearly isn't clear. Say someone is wearing a collar, it could or could not be allowed based on context. And yeah, that's the case. If you were just standing inertly in something that could be related to a kink or a fetish, not doing any sort of activity, and the thing you're wearing doesn't also trigger our guidelines relating to genitalia or pornographic material, then yeah, that should be fine in public sessions. Unless the context introduces one of those elements.
Let's see, do we have any more questions leading up to what Dante clarified there?
Some discussion about bugs. Cyberfrog asks, does sex audio count as adult content? Oh yeah, audio content that contains adult content inside of it could potentially hit our guidelines on adult content. Be careful with that sort of material. And Panda has a clarification on Dante's previous point, saying, let's give two examples. Someone who has a chubby / fat avatar. This is fine, as chubby / fat avatars are fine. And two, someone that looks clearly like the girl from Willy Wonka, knowing someone's past context is not
fine.
Nope, I can't respond to that. That's so oddly specific. I have no idea what they're talking about.
I'm sorry. I'm missing that reference.
Neither of those cases are going to be violating our guidelines alone.
Again, we have concrete but narrow definitions about things that are going to trip the guidelines, regardless of activity.
I'm going to drop them in chat and read them aloud.
Adult content is content that should not be access shown to, otherwise distributed to anyone under the age of 18. Content of this type is any content that is or contains genitalia, sexually explicit avatars or objects, pornography, or any sexually explicit activity. We then go on to further reiterate the sexual activity point following that, but that's our narrow definition for what counts if you're doing nothing but standing there as nonetheless adult content. If it doesn't fit into that definition, and there's no activity whatsoever, no context that could make us assume sexualized activity is occurring, then you should be fine.
It's all about context. Like, people are posting little screenshots of Willy Wonka. If you recreated Willy Wonka in Resonite as a recreation of Willy Wonka, then no, it's not sexual content. But yeah, it just depends on what you do with it.
Yeah, it comes down to, like, what is the person doing? What are they saying? You know, like, are they moaning, begging, etc.? You know, like, yeah, that's inappropriate. If they're just standing there, like, just being a fellow, whatever. If you don't like their avatar and that bothers you, the way that they look, and it does not have any adult content on it, that's what the block avatar function does, and that's what that's there for. It's for you.
And do remember, as we like to iterate, you have the ability right now to set session guidelines above and beyond the Resonite usage guidelines. You can ask any number of things to not exist inside of a world you're hosting, and if any user comes in and ignores that, you the tools to remove and ban them. And if it becomes a persistent problem, you can reach out to us and we'll assist further.
I'm just going to say this is the last question we're going to be answering here is Epic Easton's question. And then we're going to go ahead and call it because we're 10 minutes past. How fat does an avatar need to be classified as an adult content? I've definitely felt uncomfortable in public sessions before because of it. So it's not going to hit a threshold where it becomes adult content until the other things that we've mentioned happen, like it becomes inappropriate. At that point, I'd say it would sooner hit a threshold for harassment because that person might be wearing an avatar that's blocking other people's ability to see or function. Right? Like it would hit that threshold before it would hit adult content, which there is not currently a threshold for. Unless it hits, you know, those other topics, like, you know, just what is the person doing? Are they acting inappropriately?
Just also a public service announcement, like, in addition to self-moderation, you can always submit a moderation report at, you know, moderation.resonite.com.
Yep.
If you have any questions about anything.
All right, folks, since we're a minute past where I said the next cutoff time was, we're going to go ahead and cut it off here. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, again, thank you all for the questions. It was a lively discussion today once things got rolling. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend and week that follows. See you next week.
Catch you guys later.